Ons. Maar nou eers, ek kan nie sê in die atelier nie, ek is hier buite by Touwsrivier. I'm welcoming Mr. Mbulelu Giba, Traffic Manager, Western Cape Department of Transport and Public Works. Good morning.
Good morning to you, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm so privileged to sit here against the road and all these lovely people here, so friendly, and to talk to you today. So I'm honored and blessed.
I'm actually the one that is being honored to speak to you and to speak to the road users and the community at large in relation to the upcoming Easter.
Now, Mr. Giba, firstly, I want to know Easter peak travel readiness. Easter is one of the busiest travel periods of the year with long distance movement across all five municipal districts. From your department's perspective, what are the key traffic risks you anticipate this Easter, and what operational measures are in place to manage peak period congestion and incidents?
Thank you, ma'am. You know, the Easter is one of those busy periods. Remember, people are leaving at the same time. If they leave at 8 o'clock, you know, it's the same day. They are leaving to various destinations. So it's the most busy period. Coming to your questions that are speaking to the risks, yes. A key risk during this Easter period would include, drunken driving is one of the basic critical problems. Speeding is also another contributory factor, as well as the pedestrian-related incident, especially on high-risk routes like the N1 where we are, the R60 that will speak to your Robertson Road, and the R46 that will speak to your route between Sierras and Turba, as well as the R43 in general, because R43 then covers the Wisley, that covers the feeding stop. So those are the issues that we're having. Those are the routes that are more risky. And to manage this peak period congestion and incidents, we will deploy maximum officers in multidisciplinary activities, focusing on drunken driving and related offenses. That's what we're planning to do, and that's what we're going to do.
On our way here this morning, that's another thing we can just make the people aware of. With all the trucks, there are people that's a little bit impatient, and they passing the trucks. That is so risky because you can't see that way in front of you. So, yeah, I think we must just make the people aware. You must be 100% clear of your vision and know that the road is clear in front of you before you take that.
No, you're correct in saying that. Whenever I'm engaging with people, particularly the driver, not just any person, the drivers, I always take them back to their learner license classes.
Yes.
You know, when you did your learners, obviously you get out of 8 control, you got all the required marks, 28 to 26 in signs and rules. Now, I'm saying, you are found competent and you are given the license.
Yeah.
Those rules that you learned then, they are still applicable today. So the law states quite clearly, neither of your right wheels should cross the barrier line. So it's still the same. It doesn't have a comma. It says, thou shalt not.
Yeah.
So the new tendency of the people to say, no, I can see ahead. But the rules are saying, and the markings are saying, this position prohibits you from overtaking. So people need to be alert of those things. And they must also take care. Sometimes the trucks might give you a little bit, but they don't give you the full way. So once you start overtaking, and then somebody that is coming unexpecting you, so that leads to the head-on collisions. So you are correct in saying that people need to be very cautious in terms of where they are overtaking. And obviously, the road is a very narrow space that needs to be shared by millions. So if we cannot, we are impatient, and we cannot share that space, obviously, we'll have unending problems and unending fatalities.
Road safety behavior and enforcement. Which behavior issues remain the biggest contributors to Easter period crashes, and how will enforcement teams be addressing these high-risk behaviors?
I think that we touched base on that when we spoke earlier on. Obviously, the behavior issues contributing to crashes would include, as I said before, drunk driving, speeding, you know, the impatience and reckless and negligent driving, reckless pedestrian behavior. As enforcement teams, we will address this through increased patrol, roadblocks, and pedestrian enforcement operations, targeting areas with high accident rates. So, you know, if we speak about areas that have high accident rates, what we call hotspot areas, you start looking at how many accidents have taken place, and we cannot exclude the pedestrians, because they are the major problems. So, no, we might have problems with the vehicles, but cannot be compared to pedestrians. Yeah.
And if you take the long road this weekend or on the holidays, take a rest. I always say stop if you're tired. You will get to your destination, because that can also cause incidents, accidents. If you don't take that little bit of a break, if you're like on an 8-hour road trip, don't do that alone. If you have somebody next to you that can take the wheel for another 2 hours, you take a rest in the car, or just take that stops in between.
You're the best ambassador. You're the best ambassador. You know, it's clear. Mm. It's clear. You know, whenever you're driving a long distance, your body gets tired.
Yeah.
Your mind gets tired. In between, there might be some other things that are coming up that needs your attention, and it takes your focus away. By the resting, that you also give an opportunity to the engine to breathe a little bit, to cool down a little bit. And by that time you stopped for that 200, after the 200 meters, you are able to take a walk, and you'll be able to deal with other issues. So obviously that break contributes to, you know, allows you to refresh, yeah, you know, and look at other things, and then when you get back to behind the steering wheel, you are ready and fit for the road. So that's why I'm saying that you're the best ambassador. So in between the slots, you can also speak to those issues.
Thank you very much. The collaboration with municipal and district safety teams. How's the department coordinating with municipal traffic units, law enforcement, and emergency services to ensure fast, accurate information reaches the public during this Easter weekend?
You know, when you speak about estates and correct information, that's one thing that is very critical. And with us, we really don't work on estates that is incorrect. Fortunately, in the Western Cape, we've got measures in place. We've got a data capture who said that it deals with all those statistics, of which I might not have. But coming back to your questions that you're asking in terms of our, what are we doing as a department? It's clear that the department is coordinating that with municipal traffic law enforcement, emergency services, through the CCC. Now, the CCC is a centralized communication center, ensuring that fast and accurate information reaches the public. We are also engaging with local communities and civil societies organizational to promote road safety. Now, when we speak about that, if then we've got an accident, hypothetically so, here in Toes River, we've got officers that are here, how do we then make sure that that information and the relevant role players are getting involved? Obviously, we need to inform the CCC, and then the CCC will do the necessary dissemination of information to make sure that everybody gets there. And there's also one advantage that we have. These days, we've got the social media that is also assisting.
Yes.
However, we must warn against these things. You know, our people, you know, tend to stop in an accident scene, take photos. Sometimes there are people that have passed on. So they place it in the social media. You can imagine The family of the deceased person is not even informed yet.
Exactly.
He picks it up in the social media. So those are the typical things that we're saying. Colleagues and friends and families, we acknowledge those are your loved ones, but please, when you get to an accident, just make sure that everybody is safe and you pass on. Because you make a traffic congestion and it makes it extremely difficult for the people that needs to work there, because now you've got these trucks that are standing, driving slowly. And, you know, those are the biggest challenges that we're having. Hence, we are pleading to the general public that let's respect the space and make sure that everybody has got a free flow of traffic. Thank you.
And they must call you the rubbernecks, all those rubbernecks. Just keep the focus in front of you. Boss, if you see these people already on this scene, the medics, the right people, you don't need to stop, you don't need to look, just pass on. If you see, everything is sorted out on that scene. Because you get the people, they drive, they're looking, oh, what did happen there? And then right in front of them, they make another accident.
Yeah, that's one of those challenges.
Protecting vulnerable road users, pedestrians, cyclists. This is a very important one, the cyclists. Public transport, commuters are highlighted as priority groups in this campaign. What targeted interventions or awareness efforts are being implemented to protect these vulnerable road users during the Easter period?
Yeah, our sister department in road safety management would have given extensive interventions that they are doing. However, the targeted interventions that we are collaborating on would include pedestrian enforcement operations, the awareness campaigns, and community outreach programs coordinated by the Sister Directorate in Road Safety Management, focusing on vulnerable road users like pedestrians, cyclists, including the motorcyclists these days. We will monitor shortcuts near highways to prevent inebriated pedestrians from crossing the major roads. So, you'll see that sometimes, because of these shortcuts, people don't want to use the road, the bridges. Some others are under the influence of alcohol or intoxicating drugs, and they tend to undermine or underestimate. Yeah, that's a correct word. Underestimate the speed of an oncoming vehicle, thinking that they will be able to run across and they will meet each other right in the middle of the road, and then it would be a very sad thing for us and for the family as well. So that's what we're saying, and that's what we're doing with our sister department.
Yes, and especially now during the school holidays, there's a lot of children now running around in the streets, playing with each other late at night, so watch out for that also more this time of the year. It's family time. The children are at home.
Yes. Maybe one would say that we are not realistic, but we place that responsibility on the parent. Because as a parent, you ought to know exactly where are your kids at what time. And now, in the olden days, when raising a child was a village issue or a community issue, you know, we were taught that any adult that will find you in the street will start asking you, if you hear, where is your mother and where is your father saying, where are you? You know, because we're running around, and obviously there might be other things that might be happening without the knowledge of the parent. But if then we're taking responsibility in terms of checking where are our kids at particular times, then we'll be able to address those issues. And we'll have less of these, perhaps, accidents you get. There was a hit and run and so forth and so forth. All right, that's it.
Public messaging and community responsibility. From a traffic management standpoint, what role does public cooperation play in reducing Easter period incidents, and what key messages would you like to reinforce to residents and travelers?
Yeah, public cooperation is very, very crucial in reducing Easter or festive, you know, period incidents. The key message is, it begins with me. Now, if and then I say it begins with me, then it means that everything will start with me. My safety depends on me. Every information reporting starts with me. So I want to make sure that, look, everybody is safe. And that's why I'm saying that everything starts with me. And then you need to take personal responsibility for road safety. Plan your route. Coming back to the question that the issue that you raised, you plan your route. You avoid peak hours and report any concerns to authorities. You know, that's one of those things. Perhaps if you may allow me to give some safety tips. Now, if then we're speaking about planning ahead, then we need to stagger the travel times to avoid peak congestions and take regular breaks, you know, every 200 kilometers or every 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you touch based on. The second one will speak to the vehicle safety. Ensure that your vehicle is roadworthy with functional brakes, a steering mechanism, tires, and lights. You know, you're running a vehicle without a rear lights, nobody sees you.
Yeah.
So that's one of those issues. Then we're also speaking about the pedestrian safety. To pedestrians, we're appealing with them to wear visible clothing and use designated crossing areas to avoid walking on highways. The one before last, obviously drunk driving. Never drive under the influence and report drunk drivers to authorities. That will know what to do. In conclusion, I'd say stay connected. If you stay connected, then it means that you'll follow road safety updates and expect advice on social media platforms like the AA and the RTMC. They will always have those things. Let me say, let's work together to make our roads safer for this Easter weekend. I thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Giba. It was an honor to talk to you this morning. And thank you for what you do to the people out there, keeping us safe and keeping us protected. Thank you very much. And you must have a blessed Easter weekend.
Thank you very much, ma'am. We really appreciate and we value, you know, this initiative from Cape Winners District Municipality so as to ensure that people are safe and we have an accident-free Easter. Thank you very much and have a lovely day.
That was Mr. Mumbela Giba, Traffic Manager, Western Cape Department of Transport and Public